Man, I am so good. I am really excited because I'm getting to talk about a new album, which it's been a minute. So I'm life is good right now, my friend.
I got a question about that. So your new album, Songs About You, coming out on Friday. When did you finish? Like, when was that done?
I finished it pretty recently, honestly. I've been working on it the last 2 years. I like to go down to the buzzer because you never know. I might get a little last piece of inspiration that I got to get on the record. So I think I probably finished it in February.
That's a long time. Has there been any inspiration that has hit you that you kind of are like, damn, I wish I could get back in?
Yeah, I had to actually. I've had the whole record finished last year. After the Christmas tour, I was like, I want to go just try to see if I can beat something. So for the first few months of the year, I was like, I'm just going to go. And if I make some good stuff, then we'll beat something out in the record. And then I ended up beating the whole entire album in 3 months. And basically finished the whole thing in March. This is going to be one of my first interviews talking about it, so it's pretty cool to get it out there to the world.
I love the way you talk about it. That's so relatable to so many people. You sound like a gamer, like you want to get back in there and beat your high score.
Absolutely. Come on.
I see the reviews that are coming out because I was searching around a little bit before we talked. I have one of them right here. I have no idea who it's from because I forgot to take down what it was. But Songs About You is one of the year's finest releases so far, and it could well end up being a contender for Album of the Year. What does it feel like for you, like in that waiting period where you're not sure what people are going to think about it, but you know what it's like? Is that like crazy for you to like the wait and then to start seeing some of these rolling in?
Yeah, that's so special. I really found a confidence in this record. Is like I feel like people are going to love. And I got to, you know, as soon as I started getting it done, I started playing it for some people, and seeing the reactions was really special. But you still don't know until you start getting it to more and more people, and to start seeing these kind of reviews like that. I mean, that's so crazy and so cool. So I feel really good about it, but we're about to see. We're about to get it to everybody, and I think it's gonna have a big impact out there.
People will be pleasantly surprised, because I think you deal with a lot of like heavy themes on the album, one of which is your anxiety, which was a bit of a surprise to me, but so many people can relate to, including myself. So
yeah,
as a big artist like yourself, 7 number one songs under your belt and all that stuff in front of audiences all the time, when does anxiety hit you, and then how do you cope with it?
Oh, man. I guess it just hits me in different ways, you know? I mean, I think it hits me every day in a way, but I think I've learned to see what it is for what it is, you know? I might feel a little tight in the chest, or I might feel a little short of breath because I'm just kind of anxious, or even I might get a little anxious going into these interviews because it's important to me that this music means a lot to me. And so instead of being like, I'm really, I'm scared because, you know, this means, you know, or whatever, it's like, no, this means a lot to me. This is my heart. I'm actually excited. I think changing my relationship with emotions and how I feel them and giving myself some space, you know, it shows up in the day. I start in the morning, I meditate, I give myself some quiet time instead of just hopping on my phone and looking at every app, and I give myself some time in the morning to journal and all that. And so I've had to really just get some structure in my life. I think that's really big, going to bed, getting good rest, you know, and then I'm, when I give myself, you know, that good care and take care of my heart and my soul, then I can be there for other people, but I got to be there for myself first. And I'm better than ever on it, but I have my day still, and I just let that be what it is and let it ride and ride through the emotions and be there with them.
One song I love on your album that kind of speaks to that is I Feel Fine. I'm sure it's probably about relationships and somebody burned you or something like that, but to me, it's almost more like a pep-up song. Like, I can feel that song, even though it's like sultry and slow and all moody and all that stuff, I could see that being like a theme song for a professional wrestler rolling out, being like, I got the confidence, man.
That is actually what it is. So your intuition was right. It can be about relationships, and it can be about somebody doing you wrong, whatever, but when it comes down to it, you beat yourself up a lot or whatever, the world tries to beat you down. There might be bullies out there, whatever. You give thoughts way too much power in your life. And it's like, I'm going to live my life despite all these things that are trying to bring me down. And you know what? I feel fine. I got steam on this train. I got fire in my veins. I feel fine. It's like, I'm living despite of it. And it kind of, it's a being there for yourself kind of song. It's stepping out with confidence. And that's what it's all about. So you're right.
It's a great song. I think it's a great lesson that there's such a thing. Everybody thinks you're overconfident as soon as you have confidence, but having confidence is so important. It gives me goosebumps just talking about what you're just talking about.
Amen, my friend. It takes a while. Sometimes it takes a minute where you can find that confidence. And I think for me, it was was just not being there for myself for a long time and letting, trying to be the nice guy and please people all the time. And then if you're not there for yourself, then, you know, you're just going to burn yourself out. And I started sticking up for myself and being there for myself. And you can still be the nice guy and be confident as hell. So here we are.
Hell yes. All right, let's go with some quick fire right here. Songs About You is out on Friday, so we're going to play a game called All About You because I couldn't come up with a better name. I'm going to give you two choices. You just have to pick the one you prefer, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Start with Brett's. Brett Michaels from Poison or Brett the Hitman Hart?
Hitman Hart all day.
Awesome.
I saw him live.
Oh, we have so much more to talk about. Summer or winter?
Summer. Well, winter, not summer.
Missed it, Christmas. That's not cool to say that. Breakfast for dinner or dinner for breakfast?
Oh, man. Breakfast for dinner.
Would you rather keep your cell phone or your pinky toes?
Pinky toes all day.
If someone told you they'd pay you $1,000 for a lock of your hair so they could clone you, would you give it to them?
Absolutely not. It's gross.
If you could play the first concert on the moon, would you do that?
Absolutely. Sign me up.
All right. Do you believe aliens exist?
Maybe some form. I don't know if they fly in weird ships and stuff, but there's something going on out there. I don't know what it is, but there's something going on.
Finally, we know you're Mr. Christmas, so Halloween or Valentine's Day?
Halloween, man. I like wearing wigs and like dressing up and being crazy. You know, I like playing a character. It's fun.
What was your last your Halloween costume that you had?
I think it was Harry Carey. I was carrying around a microphone and stuff. And yeah, I think I was Harry Carey.
I love it. Brett Eldredge, Songs About You. The album is out on Friday. We're going to see you at South Shore Music Circus in Cohasset, one of my favorite places to see a show on September 3rd. Anything you want to say to Boston?
Man, Boston, I love you. I can't wait to be out there and see you and pretty soon, this summer. So come out to the show. I love you. These songs about you, you're going to love them. Listen to the song, listen to the album, and we'll see you at the show. Hey, it's Brett Eldredge, and I'm hanging out with my pal Jackson Blue on Country 102.5.
You are the man. Good luck with your album. I love all your stuff, and I'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, brother. We'll see you, my friend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.